Apple-branded livers built to fail after 2 years. This is Greg Mando for the Flipside Radio News. Following Apple Computers' announcement of the 2011 iLiver series, Apple CEO Steve Jobs has taken a second medical leave so that he can replace his aging pancreatic system with the company's new hip organs. Although the new model is touted as being 30% more cancer-resistant and their most metabolic yet, Jobs has come under fire for replacing his current liver so soon after buying it. Chris Kaplan, spokesman for the Electronic Frontier Foundation, lobbied the following complaint.
Once again, an Apple consumer has shown his complete and utter disregard for the planet. In his rush to have this year's must-have shiny new toy, Mr. Jobs has disregarded a perfectly good liver for one that will have lost its appeal within a month, just in time for the inevitable 2012 edition. Do you even know what happens to discarded eye livers, Mr. Jobs? They all end up rotting in third world countries.
Environmental complaints aside, the new eye liver has also been targeted for being subject to Apple's controversial planned obsolescence marketing strategy. But as Apple stockholders hope that users of the 2010 edition will turn green with envy, upset consumers have instead found themselves yellow with jaundice. And they're all saying it's no accident.
You really think this is a coincidence? Your system crashes just when Apple's ready to take your money? I'm pleading to you, Mr. Jobs, don't give in. They think you can't go 3 weeks without a new liver. Well, let's prove them wrong together.
Owners of previous iLiver editions have voiced their anger as well.
This is totally unfair. I only got this thing 6 months ago, but compared to the new iLiver, it's a piece of crap. If I see one more early adapter flaunting the fact that they can drink 3 glasses of wine a day, I'm going to lose my shit.
In an attempt to break into the market, Microsoft has announced a competing line of replacement organs. Unfortunately, early prototypes have been marred by an 86% rate of catching a virus upon installation. For the Flipside Radio News, I'm Greg Mando.